Let her go, Z. Yeah.
Here we are, the Pony Boys, on the air to bring the joy. Sing and play every day on your radio. Send your request, you like best, find us on your dial. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, whoa!
It's time for the Pony Boys. Howdy, everybody, and a very good evening to you all. Welcome to 15 minutes of fun and music around your radio with Don Fields and the famous Pony Boys. And here he comes right now, the man himself, Don Fields. Howdy, Don.
Howdy, Tom, and howdy, folks out there in Radio Land. We hope you're swell. Hope you're going to stand by for about...
In the 1930s, in the midst of the Great Depression, a new mythic hero, the singing cowboy, galloped into American life, wiping out the bad guys with fists and guns and winning the hearts of distressed maidens on and off the silver screen with a few strums on the guitar and a smoothly crooned love song. Soon, radio stations across the country were playing Western music and hosting live broadcasts by Western-style bands. In Vermont, the first of these stations was 5,000-watt WDEV in Waterbury, and the most popular of the bands was the Pony Boys, led by Waterbury resident and fiddler Don Fields, the king of the Vermont Cowboys.
I'll keep rolling along, deep in my heart is a song, here on the range of Hillong, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
This is Mark Greenberg. In the early 1980s, I conducted a series of interviews with Don Fields, who died in 1983, and whose first musical influence was his father, a railroad worker.
He played fiddle, old country style, knew quite a few tunes, a few waltzes and a lot of breakdowns, hoedowns, and country stuff. I still play Life's Wash Woman, Soldier's Joy. I think he played Portland Fancy, old Zip Coon as he used to call it, Devil's Dream. He knew quite a few. I don't know when he got me started on things. I've often wondered if I was five or six probably. I know I had quite a time to chin a full-size fiddle and that's all I had. Reach right out straight there to get to the fingering part. Yeah, so that's the beginning.
Under his father's strict eye, Don began taking proper violin lessons. His talent was quickly obvious, and his teacher hoped to send Don to Europe to pursue a classical career. But the death of Don's father in 1928 ended any such thoughts. Like many another Depression-era youth, Don was forced to quit high school and get a job. He also started playing with other local musicians.
I had left the fiddle completely for a year or two, very rarely touching it, so I never got back onto that classical kick like I was. No, I didn't think about that at all. I found it very easy to play Red River Gal, believe me. So I could do a fairly decent job of that.
Along with traditional tunes, hillbilly numbers, and what he called synthetic Western songs, Don Fields kept up with popular music too, sometimes switching to saxophone. But it was his fiddling with its sweet, liquid tone that moved the feet and captured the hearts of many Vermonters.
I can rev up a square dance breakdown as fast as probably as anybody, but I like to drag out a tone on the thing. That's just my personal way of doing it.
Listening to the voice and music of Don Fields, leader from the 1930s to the 1960s of Vermont's most popular cowboy band, the Pony Boys. Fields' music is now available for the first time on the CD Don Fields and His Pony Boys, Last Sessions and Historic WDEV Broadcasts on multicultural media Rootstock Records. I'm Mark Greenberg.
All right, thank you very much. That brings us out just right. Thank you very much for listening, and don't forget next Saturday. Don't forget tonight at Duso's Barn in Eden, where we're having real swell crowds. Thank you very much for listening, and so long.